USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump is set to honor ICE and CBP agents. Tom Homan is a former acting director of ICE. He says, good move by the president.
You're talking about in ICE 20,000 American heroes that leave the safety and security of their home every day to protect this country. So they're America's people, and I think the president is 100% right. He talks the talk and he walks the walk. I've been with the president on numerous town hall meetings where he meets with the frontline law enforcement folks, the folks that wear that Kevlar vest every day and enforce the laws. What he's doing is right for America. What he's doing is right for border security.
Italian actress Asia Argento recently settled a complaint filed against her by actor Jimmy Bennett, who says she sexually assaulted him when he was 17 years old. Argento, one of the leaders of the Me Too movement, allegedly paid Bennett $380,000 last year. That's according to the New York Times. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. You melted me. I'm melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
A woman falls from a cruise ship at sea and lives to tell about it. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
46-year-old British citizen Kay Longstaff says she fell from a Norwegian cruise line vessel in the Adriatic Sea on Sunday and was saved by the Croatian Coast Guard.
I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star and I was in the water for 10 hours. So these wonderful guys rescued me.
Carrie Marafiotti is an American citizen who was also aboard the cruise ship.
I'm ecstatic that she was actually found alive. We just thought that that was crazy that after she was treading water for about 10 hours, that that was even possible.
Both Marafiotti and Longstaff were speaking on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The jury in the criminal trial against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort resumed today. Manafort is being charged with 18 criminal charges of tax and bank fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
First Lady Melania Trump spoke out today against cyberbullying as part of her Be Best campaign. The First Lady was speaking in Rockville, Maryland.
In today's global society, social media is an inevitable part of our children's daily lives. It can be used in many positive ways, but can also be destructive and harmful when used incorrectly.
What goes into writing a good and memorable monologue? Well, Greg Gutfeld is co-host of the TV show on Fox News, The Five. He's also a New York Times best-selling author, and he has a new book out titled The Gutfeld Monologues, Classic Rants from The Five. I had a chance to chat with Gutfeld and asked him what goes into or what's the key to a great monologue.
Well, first you got to find something that interests you and something that would interest other people. So that's step one. Step two is to figure out an angle that hasn't been addressed by everybody else. So if you see somebody, the same kind of media assumptions on about a story, let's say about tariffs or about the Mueller investigation, you have to find a way to address it in a way that hasn't been said before. And then the third and most important thing is that however you address it has to match the viewers at home's assumptions, although they didn't know it before. So it's like it causes them to go, aha, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.